Chapter 144. Dark Clouds, Silver Lining. You couldn't apparate to Azkaban. The nearest land to it was a jutting peninsula, just barely closer than the rest of the coast, and according to Luna's research, made of low, rocky cliffs. Her weather report suggested that the weather would be snowy and miserable, and that broomsticks were their best bet. There didn't seem much else to say. Sirius, the most reasonable member of the Order about underage or nearly underage wizardry, had cut them off cold. They planned all the next day, despite Mr. Lovegood's pleas, and apparated to the nearest place one of them had been, a little northern market town. From there it was disillusionment and shared broomsticks and quiet desperation. They touched down on the snowy cliff for a rest, right next to a mound of snow-covered boulders. Harry ran a hand through wind-tossed and snow-laden hair and looked out to sea and sighed. "I've probably done stupider things than this," he told the sea.
"Not as far as I know," said Sirius, from just behind him.
Harry jumped just about out of his skin, whirling wand in hand. Harry raised empty hands and smiled, eyes shadowed in the evening twilight. Behind him, the snowy boulder roused, shaking out feathery wings.
"I brought transport?"
Sirius asked, as Buckbeak nudged him with a huge feathered head.
"Forgive me?"
Harry tackled him, arms wrapping around the man desperately, and tried very hard to pretend he wasn't crying.
"I came ashore here," Sirius said, wrapping his arms around Harry and holding on tight. "So I figured if you were going to go..."
"The hat," Harry said, muffled by Sirius's coat, "was almost as stupid a plan as mine."
"Not quite as bad," said Sirius gently. "You don't have to do this, Harry."
"Sure we do," said Harry. "Some things are worth doing, aren't they?"
"I either did something really wrong with you or really right, but you're probably not my fault either way. Come on, let's talk to your friends."
And Sirius wrapped an arm around Harry's shoulders and they went to talk to Harry's friends, who were mostly covered in friendly hippogriffs. Draco, Harry noticed, was standing very still.
"You're not actually frightened of hippogriffs, are you?" Harry asked him.
"Of course not," Draco said stiffly. Which was Draco for very much, yes.
"Hello, Mr. Black," said Hermione. "I think there was some confusion. We almost left without you."
"Well," Sirius said, "I had to fetch a few things, but I'm ready now. Hippogriffs should get us there in a few hours, and then it's mostly a matter of casting enough Patroni. I assume we're having Draco and Greg play the part of our Death Eater overlords?"
Hermione nodded. "The Dark Mark should get us through as authorized visitors, as long as we move quickly. Dementors aren't clever."
"No," Sirius said, "they're not."
"Oh, of course, sir. I didn't mean to say that you didn't know about Dementors. Will you be okay?"
"I'll be fine."
That was how Sirius sounded when he was lying. It continued to snow lightly as they set out for the island, each bundled onto their own hippogriff, with an equal number of hippogriffs flying around them as part of the flock. The sea was dark and choppy far below and looked very cold. Harry could really have used a dose of calming draught, but even simple spells like the summoning charm felt wrong somehow with this strange wand. Easier not to use it, if he had the choice. Better to focus on the task ahead and not worry about his own mood. The island loomed suddenly out of the night ahead, a chill in the air that had nothing to do with snow down the back of your neck, a rocky coastline that was a darker line of black against the black waters, and a tower that was, just for a change, in case you thought we were going for a theme here, black. Harry thought he might write a firmly worded letter to the newspapers about Dark Wizard's design sense. Really, hadn't they ever heard of dark green, dark purple, dark blue, dark red even, just to go along with the blood and death theme? It was just so
monochrome.
They landed on the island, accompanied by Hermione's little otter, and dismounted from the herd in a jumble of rocks on the shore. There was a narrow, clear path of black stone leading up to the blocky tower, still black, in between jumbles of snowy vines covering the slopes of the hill. To add insult to injury, the vines were black too. Sirius and Draco shifted, and Draco hopped up onto Sirius's shaggy back, a little white shape against dark fur. Greg put on a hood for the full Death Eater look, and Hermione and Harry attempted to look downtrodden and submissive. They started up towards the Tower of Azkaban, and this was still a terrible idea. In the end, it actually almost went well. They ordered the Dementors to show them Neville and Ginny, and they got Neville and Ginny's wands. Neville was pale and had red marks on his arms where he'd tried to take the skin off, but was able to stand and come with them. Ginny uncurled from her crouch in her dismal cell when Ron's terrier nosed at her. The problem was, as they were all walking slowly back towards the entrance of the tower, as if moving slowly would mean the Dementors watching them and swirling slowly past wouldn't notice they were there. The problem was this. Please, please, someone, anyone, please let me out. I haven't done anything. Please, I didn't steal. I just wanted my husband. My husband, Reg, he works at the ministry. Please. The group ground to a halt, and silent stares were exchanged. Draco's ears were back flat on his head, but he didn't shift back to human shape to argue. Sirius seemed... If dogs could talk, Sirius would be saying, I knew this would happen, and I am resigned to my fate. Please, I'll do anything, please! She wasn't the only one screaming, Harry realized. It wasn't the wind. She was just the only one coherent enough to use words. Right, Harry said viciously, drawing his wand. New plan. Cast on three. 1, 2, 3! As a group, they cast their Patronus charms, and a stag, an otter, a terrier, a hare, a flare of silver mist, a kitten, and a horse appeared in blazes of silver light and charged. Harry had never much liked the concept of Azkaban anyway.